Right? So then, if you cut off, if you bite the nails off, it looks terrible, or if you pull up my hand, it looks terrible, it's uneven, etc. So that Rabbi Yossi said is mutter. So if you're going to take a nail file, a nail clip, and start, you know, making it exactly shape, etc., etc., paper, those kinds of zakhandar. Yes. The whole Shulchan Aruch out there. About how he's not going to do it, that's considered tikkun. If it's considered tikkun, then it'll be also as part of the Yossi of Sifonel. Yes, Nader? Well, uneven, etc. So that Rabbi Yossi is mutter. So if you're going to take a nail file, a nail clip, and start, you know, making it exactly shape, etc., etc., paper, those kinds of zakhandar. Yes. The whole Shulchan Aruch out there. About how he's not going to do it, that's considered tikkun. If it's considered tikkun, then it'll be also as part of the Yossi of Sifonel. Yes, Nader? Well, what did Yehuda say? Yehuda says she got me the Shema Velis, right? That's legal. So the question, what about according to Rabbi Yossi? The secret. So wait a second. So our question against you is, if not as asking, if I care. So I think Rashi put in Chumash quote the technical order. Rabbanu Chumash. That could be the one to look good in a certain aspect. What the Ostimanesh should look good. So that's the shot, Ari, then why should be asking Shema Fishim Avail of faith in that book? Manasha, it means to look good. So, consent. It means that she's a boxer, as part of the Avail, so in the restaurant, the regular Avail, that's to not clip the nails for a month. But if the Yossi means tikkun, right? So why should it be also for, why should it be, how can we derive from there, it's also for someone who's an Avail? That's the shot. I don't know. If you look at the Rishonim, you get the impression in the sheet and elsewhere that it's from Derek Kishu. Derek Kishu. What's wrong with Kishu? Oh. So I thought a big Kiddush. We see it, it's told both in the Bahad, in the Rambam quotes the Ritz Gaius, that the Isra of the Gnustra Asr is only Tal Shim. So that's only Tal Shim. Why? So that's exactly the point. If it's an Yisrael of Giluah, or Ke'en Giluah, that's a Yudashita, then it's also a Shloshim Yom. But we paskin, it should be Mutter. The last line the Gemara sticks in an afterthought, the book of those throughout the Ultimate Mission, Kishut. Kishut, like we said before, Rechitza, it's like Rechitza with Sicha, with Kichel, with Pirchus, still part of Kishut, it's only after 7 days. That explains the Bahag and the Ritzgeist now. The Gnustra Asr, the special Isr, not like I was derived from the Chumash, the Yossi stuff. So then it was the question I had derived. The special Isr of Kishut. And Kishut is only for 7 days, like Rechitza, Kichel, and Pirchus. Yeah, so what are we trying to do? We don't pass like that. We pass it for 30 days. So what do you do with that? So I want to make the following suggestion. They hold that although it really is more comparable to Kishu. And that's what Easter comes to begin with. However, since it's somewhat similar to Giluach, in the sense that you're taking something off, like you have, you know, like Gozes, Gozes, Sikonayim, and Gozes Seir, linked together in the Shabbos, elsewhere, linked together, these are Mischalchim, this is the part about that replace themselves, right? Gizel Matlif, they talk about in Russia. So, therefore, maybe, although it started off really in Asr Mishneras Kishut, the Chazal wanted to equate it with Giluach HaSaros, and then when they asked it, all Shloshim Yom. You know, really should have started off as only Nisim Shiva, but it was extended, all Shloshim Yom. But, I wanted to say, B'Shen V'Yad is Mutter. Why? Because the way I'm saying now, what if a guy knows how to bite his nails to look beautiful? Or to pull open his hands to look terrific? Of course, we said before, maybe it should be Usher, but he should. If we could say, though, that it wouldn't be Usher, I want to say now that it's Mutter for a different reason. It's Mutter because you can't compare it to Giluach. I'm pulling out your Giluach, but it's teeth. Or, you know, pulling out your hair, like my head. Or if you're using some kind of cleave, some kind of
instrument to cut off, you know, clip, it's like a scissors, you know, some of copper room. So they were included in these, in the Easter of Gilua, but not for Shem and Biyad. Now, if we would be, what about Tel Shiva? If you do it the Biyad of the Shem. The Mechaba is not the Hakim, I think. It doesn't say anything about an Easter Tel Shiva at all. Hold on. What the Mutter? The Mutter Tel Shiva, in Biyad. Yeah, okay. What? Yeah, Pashup Shah, that is Mutter. Okay, what do it mean? Because it's not nice, it's not a kishur. But let's say you're an expert, you're an exception. You know how to make it beautiful with your hands or with your teeth. So many years of experience. So then I'm saying, even if that would be true, it would still be us telling the Tel Shiva. According to this model. That's what I'm saying. Okay, it's a theoretical, maybe it's only theoretical Naskamina. Whatever. It's a possible Naskamina. Could be that the mysterious tour got it from here. Because the tour, I didn't understand that tour. He said it's a kishur, tell Kol Shloshim. Then he got it from here. In other words, back, since we know it's not back, since we're saying now that the Gnus is also Mishim Kishin, and we talked to that also Kol Shlo Shem Yom, or, you see, Kishin is also Kol Shlo Shem Yom. Shver, I would never come to that conclusion myself. Maybe that's when the Torah came to that conclusion. Yes, Ari? What? The Yad of the Shem of the Yad, right. Yeah. So therefore what? I think it's for the Tel Shiva for another reason, because it doesn't look nice. Not Kishad either. I'm saying, even Louis Suya, you were an expert in making Tel Shiva, Kishad was still the most of the Shiva. It's a theoretical, hypothetical statement. It's like almost totally hypothetical statement. But the rock, Asas Tel Shiva Biyad. Hold on a second. The Ra Asas Tel Shiva Biyad, the Perish. So I want him shot in the Ra, he saw the Ra. I made a phenomenon right here. On the spot. The Ra says, no, sir. Where's the Ra? All these coolers, Eilu Kulam Sh'amu B'Tov Shlo Shinyon. Out of the Shiva, Simeo Abel, Oscar Bakula. Everything's Oscar Dokshim. So I thought the Rock was talking about a case of a person who knows how to, that almost hypothetical case. But the person knows how to make his nails look nice, or her nails look nice. Her Shiva would be Oscar Dokshim T-shirt, and that would be Mutter. And the news crew is comparable to Tiki Lua, and that's the Oscar Dokshim. So I wanted to say the shot. Yes, David. I don't know. I don't know. Kishut Mechami is nice. Nice. Equivalent of makeup. That's what I was coming from Kishut. Kishut is the same as makeup. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Yes, John?
Did the rock say that? No.
The rock said the parish.
No, you said the parish. I mean, you should say the parish also about a person who knows how to...
So maybe the rock felt like Danny, that as long as the neck makes it a little bit nice, it's already called the adaptation. Okay.
And another thing, according to Rich Gaius,
yeah.
I mean, why is the, where does the more compared to Gula? Why does it seem to be Gula also is the Kishin's first, and what is the connection?
According to Rich Gaius, it's all the also what?
Kishin.
The Kishin is the comparison. Good question, no? If it's Gaius and the Baha'i seem to say that it's only also Tel Shiva, so what's the comparison to Gilua? Maybe Shalom has the question. But I don't know a good answer. Sorry. I don't know. Yes, Eitan? Right here. The rock is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five on the bottom. Ve'elu kulam shalom v'tom shalom shalom yom v'tshuva t'me'elu also v'kulam. Now there's going on everything. Everything is us. Kula. I guess you could argue with different. I think it's some possible to talk about in saying that. Okay. Incidentally, we pass the halacha not like the Bahag, and not like the Bahag of the Ritzkeyas who are Bekil, and not like the Rach who is Machir. So we pass that Shiva and Shoshim are the same. Those are just the 12 Shiva and after Shiva.
We reject the Ritzkeh's Mekel and everything after Shiva. We reject the Rav, who's Machmer and Biyadai and Biyad of Hashem until Shiva. We reject them both. Because Biyad of Hashem is both the all Shloshim, and the Kli is also all Shloshim. That's what we pass in Shavanah. Incidentally, the Rav Negative says that although we have a din of Gara, Hashigur Bochavero, doesn't apply to Tikkunai. Doesn't apply. After Shloshim, it's no, you don't have to wait Hashigur Bochavero. Don't understand why. Or you could argue if it's Giluah, then by Giluah this Gara, so by the Allah of Ima we're talking. Allah of Ima, you have to wait to Tikkun Chaver, so it should apply to Tikkun 9 as well. However, if you hold like the, that it's not Osir Mishum Giluah, it's really Osir Mishum Kishut, that's how it started off, etc. at least, then maybe you could possibly explain the Rebbe Shivegan. How is it still Shver? Because you see the Mechavim Paskins, we mentioned this already, yesterday, day before, whatever it was, that it seems in the Chav Paskins that all Isurim and Shloshim for regular Krovin apply for Yud Beis Kodesh or Hashigur Baruch Haveir of Olima. Because the Mechayim will talk about deals, laundering and clothes, going to Yerushalmi. The deal doesn't know Shloshim, but Olima Hashigur Baruch Haveir. So therefore the question is, even if you're going to say that Yiluah, that Mitzilas Tifonayim, for some reason it's not called Yiluah, it's called something else, called Kishon, or whatever you want to call it, but still it's an across the board rule of the Mechaber, that all these three Shloshim apply beyond Shloshim of Avivah, Yigur Bochavera, and it should apply to Tzipor Naim as well. But I don't know, but the bottom line is that Rabbi Kivega quotes from somebody, it does not apply. It does not apply. Oh, so here, the Taz Paskin for Halacha, that you're allowed, I hope you took advantage of it while you could, it's mutter to clip your nails from Shavas and Batamos until Rosh Chodesh Av. You know you can't shave, you're allowed to clip the nails. Why? So Rav Shechter in the aforementioned Bar Torah, Siv Vov, explained the following way. He quoted Rabbi Kivega, which we just had, there's no din of Gara by the Tfilas Tikkunayim for whatever reason. Then he quoted the Rav. The Rav says that in Shavas and Batamos, he mentioned it, Shavuot Shabbatamas to Rosh Chodesh Av, that's the equivalent of Yud Beis Chodesh. And Shavuot Shachava, when it's proclaimed that Rosh Chodesh Av and on, it's equivalent of Shlosh, it's not equivalent of Shiva, mentioned. The Mela, Shavuot Shabbatamas until Rosh Chodesh Av, is the equivalent of Yud Beis Chodesh. And by Yud Beis Chodesh, that the Rabbi Kivega said, there's no sin of Yisra and Mishilas Tifanayim whatsoever. Therefore, it's Mutter to Yisra Mishilas Tifanayim to flee until Rosh Chodesh Av. Okay, not good. What's the Kiddush? Well, that's a Tamir, so that was the Kiddush. Why should that be? I don't understand Rabbi Kivega at all. No, that's exactly, your second statement is very hard to understand. If all these three Shloshim apply by Ovimo afterwards until the Yom Havera, even after Shloshim, why not Tifonayim? I don't know. But the Kivega is a primary source, taking on faith. They quote somebody else. Who does he quote? Quote somebody. Nu. Halachas Ketanis. I'm not sure what that is. The Kivega quoted, you mean he must have been somebody special. This is kind of quoting people. So, Shchol Shab, Tishabav, Lachar, Yem. What's the bite in there? So I'm telling you, most everyone go home to the bunk, quickly clip your nails now. This will last until next Friday. You shouldn't have to bite your nails. We don't like biting nails. I'm officially recommending against biting nails. Erev Shabbos. What's Erev Shabbos? What's Erev Shabbos? The Mishnah Berurah thing, right? If you cut your nails every single Erev Shabbos, then it's more than this Erev Shabbos too. Okay, I think you bought this. Okay. Now not everyone cuts nails every single Erev Shabbos. Shabru, you're like, okay, you don't want to leave my house coming around in Mishnah Berurah. As a matter of fact, he quotes the Pesachei Tshuva there in the Dvar Torah. The Pesachei Tshuva in our time is not the same person. It's not printed in the Mechav. It's a separate safe. It's not printed in the Shulchan Aruch. The Pesachei Tshuva in our time says that a woman is permitted to cut her hair even in Shavuot Shechavo Tisha B'Av. My high. So she has to explain with this same question. But a woman, according to the sheet of the Mechaber, Simon Shin Tzadi, Sipei,
is Isha Mutaris Benetila Seirah Hazayim. So as long as the only equivalent of Shloshim, so it's mutter for the woman to cut her hair. Shloshim Shachavo, the equivalent of Shloshim, so it's mutter for a woman to cut her hair according to this Shita. Then Rav Shach quotes from Rav Moshe. Yordeya, Igwet Moshe, Yordeya Lechelet Beis, Simen Kuf Lama Zayin. Rav Moshe's matir, a woman to cut her hair only until Shavuot Shechalva, but not including Shavuot Shechalva. The title, why? When this chesed should come out, it's within Shavuot Shechalva. Now, if you look very carefully in Rav Moshe's tshuva there, it's a very short piece. He says he's starting the other direction. Rav Moshe is doing like the Ramah, that a woman may not cut her hair till Shloshim Yom. May not, like the Ramah. But then if that's the case, we follow the meaning that's from a Shirush Chodesh Avonar, like Shloshim, so a woman should be asked, even from a Shkodesh Avonar. But Kev, the Moshe gave a dispensation that the woman's permitted, the only Shemitah, they gave her Kula, to be made until Shirush Chalva, but not on Shirush Chalva. So depends which way it comes from. It comes from the Machaber, the Taka, the Moshe is too much of a master. It comes from the Ramah, the Ramah is a big maker. Yes, Avonar.
Not a little girl. The Yisroel and the Gemara, what are they from the Gemara? Kibbutz, the Giyutz, and the Sparts. No, they're only found on Shavuot Shechalva. Now we extend there the Minig Ramah, Minig Ashkenazim. Minig Ashkenazim is only to extend it to Rosh Chodesh. Oh. Now I will say, can someone else clip your nails? Someone else. So here it's found in Shulchan Aruch, it's Simen, Shin, Tadi, the Machaber says, Isha Shiva Tzilos Acha Shiva Tov Shloshim. Yeah, and she do by hand, it won't come out right. Tomal Ovedes Tokovim Niflein Vitao Visparai. Says the Ramah, hey, why do they ship so for? Halav Dat Ovedes Tokovim, Elohu Adin Yisraelis, Visircha Delishin Bechala Moedah. The Ramah was this, the Machaber was this, no, it's just the Bayontif, Shabbos, Halmoi, give it to the non-Jewish woman do it, so therefore he threw it in there by our veils as well. Just a slip of the pen. He's using that expression to use vehicle, but black dot. That's how the Ramon said. Yes, Ari? I don't know. What? We'll come to it, we'll see in a minute. It's not so close, we'll see in a minute. So the shocks is wrong. Shach is wrong. Ramah is wrong. It's also that someone else cut your nails. Only a Nachris. Why? Because Aviv will a Nachris. Wuss. We used that for Shabbos, but he proves it off the Gemara Baba Metzia. Loved that for Shabbos. Call it Sirei Torah. Because Aviv will a Nachris. Wuss. Uva Mokha Mitzvah. Of Tvila. Shabbos Chak. What goes to Rabbos? That's how the Shach says. But only Vidatka through a Nachris, because presumably he's following the assumption that Ein Shlichas the Nachrim except the Chumrah, and it's Chumrah we waive the Nachrim Mitzvah. But another Jewish person does it, and it's Yei Shlichas, and the Shah Shlichas are very, and also we'll talk about this. You look in the Shach and Chash Mitzvah, Shin Mem Chesed Kot Vav, and the Nesiv is Sif Kot Dal, you find a whole discussion about Shlichas are very, not for now. We're going to take care of that in Shalom Hill. That's the Shach says. Only Dr. Dua knows. But the Taz says no. The Taz says a different kula. The kula is it's someone else other than Ayane Shinu. Since that was before the age of what do you call it? Manicurists? What do you call it? That's called manicure. Before they had manicures, now in Riverdale is a special store but only does fingernails. I kid you not. I kid you not. I know it's from Shabbos, from Chassid Shabbos, I know all about it. It's kind of unbelievable. You can't even imagine that before the whole Shulchan Aruch on it. You cannot imagine how complicated it is. On and off and this and that and what. You go get pizza, fake nails and this kind of fake nails and tits, to it, tits. I forgot how the Lashonis they use. But the whole, and my wife had to call up the store to find out what's going on and how it works exactly. Mamish and store, just only the only good thing in it. If you're interested, I'll give you the address. But it's in Riverdale. I think it's in Riverdale Avenue, if I'm not mistaken. A whole store. Just the fingernails. So, but the that's in the 20th century. The time of the Taz, life is much more simple. And he felt that if someone else cuts you on the other, that's a derech shinui, and therefore it's mutter. That's the heaven. Because usually a person does his own nail. The fact that someone else is doing it, that goof is a shinui. That goof is a shinui. How it goes further? Were it not for that heter of shinui, would be also for someone else to do it. Why? Catch this one. Lif Naiver. How's the Taz learning Pshat? The fundamental machlokes over here. What's the machlokes? The Taz learns that the Iser is to be in a state of kishuv, to be in a manicured state. And therefore, were it not for the fact that it's in a shinui, that some other Jewish person would clip all those nails, that the other person would be able to lift the nails initial. But through his action, the other nails are the kushakim. They look nice. That's the Taz's understanding. But how does Shach understand? No. The Shach is, although the Easter is the Maiseh Netila. It's a kind of a Giluah. It's a Giluah. Nope. In the Maiseh, it depends upon who is doing it. Is it a Jew or a Goy? According to the Taz, would be also through a Goy also. The Goy wouldn't have a Lifa either. All right, Goy's not crying for Shabbat Mitzvah. It's only crying for Shabbat Mitzvah. But if it wouldn't be considered a Shinoi, it would be also a result of a Goy. But as far as the result is concerned, the Kishon's result is the same for the Jewish or a Goyish manicurist, right? It would have been us. The only thing that's considered a Shinoi. But the Shach learned that the nature of the Yisrael is what? A Maisa and a Tila, because they're right from Gilua, and therefore you can give it to a Goy, because that's Shtichos, the Goy, Mikir Adir. What?
Just
well, the Taz. So I assume the Taz meant it didn't come out as nice. No? They didn't have professional manicurists. They went to another person. No, I mean, I'm sir. No?
Nice
when you do it? I thought not. I thought, you're very used to your nails. You know how it goes. You go to someone else here, cut off my nail. So if the person had just cut, they're not going to be so meticulous. That's how I understood. Incidentally, we discussed this last year. We look at the Taz and said, Kuf Tzadik Chaz Sif Kot Lachaf Aleph. Talks about a Friday night mikvah. I had a shayla in Halacha. I can pay about it. Once I had a shayla in Riverdale. But after, before, I'm doing the manicure stores. A shayla this, a Lel Shabbos. What do you do with the tefillah? And there was a nail which was hanging. So the Taz says, it's an Easter Messiah. If a woman to go like this and have the shiksa cut off the nail, the wound will be over, the strands will be over by Messiah. It will be Messiah. And therefore, if the Taz would have held, then what? There's an Easter of Mice and Atila, the Taz would have answered it, Lachara, because of Messiah. All the thing is, the Taz tell you the truth. It wasn't the Taz, it's not an Easter of Kishuv. And as a result, he says it's Mutter because it's presumably considered a shinu. So just finally, it's only about a minute, the Taz has to cash the same Taz. The Mechab is making Gilu Achlishi after Shiva, certainly it's between Adon Atila Sipanayim, or Sol Kupos in the first place. That's the Taz is cash against the Shulchan. So the Be'er HaGolah says, they're only Matir Seir. Quote, Dinim Eses Bo B'Yoseh. Mamash Mitzin Rav Shef, that's what Rav Shef was saying before. But there's no heter, we don't give dispensations to women. The word is no. And for women, not the sayer, they have to shiva, it's nevil. And nevil is no kiv of nevil gomer. Nevil gomer, no kiv of nevil gomer after shiva. But apparently by Tikkun Naim, it's not nevil gomer. And therefore, it's also after shiva. It's interesting.
You know, the whole din of Lamadai Sipanayim is derived from Yiluach, it ends up being more chavar than Yiluach in a sense. Why more chavar? Because for a woman, Sipanayim and Shiva would not be considered Nibul Gomer, apparently, and Seir, a group at least, would be considered Nibul Gomer. So that's the Baragola's test, which is exactly with what we said before in Rav Shach. The course, the Kazakh is a different answer. He says, look, when it's Efshe Mishinoi, then we're Megal. But it's Seir, it's the Efshe Mishinoi. You do the Seir Mishinoi, you cut yourself, or dangerous, whatever. So then they had to be Megal. Even Belisha. We'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll do the end of Diga Rochavera, and we'll start the end of Simcha. Okay. Do it again. We left off yesterday in the Indian of Diga Rochavera. So, of course, this is our front base and the base. Well, the Gemara says, talks about Achigu Bechaver, was applying to other the email after Shloshim Yom. So, let's point out Achigu Bechaver of near the regular end of Atat Dover Zeh. The Gamina to Mishami are the school about Dimi, the Mana plus Yomi, Tami Moada. And he says, that the Moed does not apply, doesn't apply whatsoever. The Simcha Nami Ashkachna Hacha Yud Beis Kodesh Vein Regal Mevatel. Ashkachna Yud Beis Kodesh without the Regal. So what? It's pretty pointless to create an Issur of Yud Beis Kodesh if you know for a fact that the first Regal is going to knock it off. It can't be more than, 6 months, 7 months. Not shy of more than that between regalim. So it's clear from the very existence of an Issur Yud Beis Kodesh that a regal is not eliminated. Sure. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Paschus as well, the Halacha, that the idea of regal is insufficient to knock out the Issur, which depends upon Yigur Bochaveira, as we just explained. There ain't a regal of Hani and Pogel Kodesh Yigur Bochaveira. Okay, that's Dama Muska. Now, what will happen in the following case, though? What will happen in a case in which the regal came, and there was Yigiru Bochavero, but 30 days did not elapse? So before I open up the floor for the discussion, I'd like to say what I think. We know that regel knocks off avelus. We're going to get to this later on. It knocks off whatever stage of avelus you're in. If you're in shiva, knocks off the shiva. If you're in shloshim, knocks off the shloshim. The mission that you test, we'll come to it later. So, if regel knocks off shloshim, l'chora, if it's reached the shiur yigru bochavero, min asvara, what should follow? That's the equivalent of after shloshim and yigru bochavero. That's what I would say, misvara. If regel, let's divide it into its component parts. You have an issur of tol shloshim, which does depend upon gara. And have an issur even beyond shloshim achi yigur bochavero. So I would say as follows: if the regal comes called shloshim as yigur bochavero, so shloshim is knocked off by the regal, and yigur bochavero already exists, it should be had to go. Now I'll have to. What do you have to say about it? Yes. Is it against the Gemara? That's a problem. Well, is it? I don't think there's any Gemara against me. I deny it. I deny that any source in the Talmud or even in what we call post-Talmudic Sabaraic Gaonic sources which contradicts what I just said. Wait. Chose my words carefully. Who? So obviously you see I'm a little bit of trouble. because the Piskei Tshuva here in Sukkot Gimel is against me. He says that I'm wrong, but he calls an ally. Who says that? Me? The Gedolei Ador, the Noah of Yehuda. Noah of Yehuda said, but I wanted to say, the Koshen has a Svar, that's how it has to fall. Only promise against the Farish and Machado. That's the problem. People went out against, up against the Machado. What Machado? There is no Machado over here. The Machado in the previous Simon. This is on the Marmakos. In Simon Shin Pei Pesif Hei. The Machado says, Kol Shloshim Yom Asa Lubosh Begat Meguah. V'al Ovi V'al Imo Asur Ad, listen to this, She'agia Regel Achar Shloshim V'yigiru Bo Chaver. Ad, She'agia Regel Achar Shloshim V'yigiru Bo Chaver. So which two words do me in? Achar Shloshim. Who needs it? Who wants it? What's going on over here? Why Achar Shloshim? Once the regal comes, it's chabad l'shloshim. I don't need shloshim. So I wanted to see where's the source of this machab. So I found out the source of the Ramban. The Ramban says so. Okay, I do. But the Ramban said so in explaining a Masechta Smokos. In the second smokes. Says page Kuf Tzadi Beis is on the Ma'amar Komos, I believe. From the previous Gilgul, from Kiva Sugiyas. Okay, same paragraph. Says, quotes the Masechta Smokos, Tanya the other Rabbasi, Achi Agia Regel Vigar Rabbachaver. What two words are conspicuously absent? In the original source, Nu, Achashlosh. The Ramban in the next line says, Hilkach Oster Achi Agia Regel Achashlosh Vigar Rabbachaver. I don't know. Maybe the Russian Rabban is lab doctor. I mean, Gia Regal, it's Lacha Shlosh, it's after Avail Shlosh. It's automatically considered after Shlosh. Maybe. Doesn't sound too good, huh? I know what I can I do. It doesn't say it in the original source. And the Rambam wasn't making a point over here. Now the Rambam is telling you, I'm saying a Chiddush now. And if I open the Rambam, you know, what he wants to tell you is saying a Chiddush, he doesn't mince words. He says, this when I'm a Hilni Moses, a Hilni Cholek, he tells you, Hilni Mokot the Mizum, and the Rambam, you know, he knew how to write prose. He said that the Ritz Gaya says this, the Rambam says this, the Mechila's calling they're wrong, or I'm going to say this thing or that thing. Hey, he didn't say that he's adding anything to the other. He wrote it over. If it goes up the other Rabbosi. So maybe he meant the Acha Shlosh means the Acha Avela Shlosh. Because the Erev Regel is already considered like after Avela Shlosh. I can't do any better, I'm sorry. I always have to say it's the Ramban. The Machado quotes the Ramban. I don't know if Yehuda should be right. The Svorah. So I saw that Gilgan Marashon says, look, since the Chumra we require Gara, there's also another Chumra. But the regal is not mevatel shloshim as far as this. That's very shred to me. Yes, Avram. No. Forget it.
The regal, why not? You should carry
the regal. The regal knocks off shiva. No. No, the regal knocks off shiva, now even shloshim, and the shloshim gara doesn't help. No, it doesn't. The regular doesn't knock off Shloshim in that case. Only knocks off, the regular doesn't knock off one level of Avedis. From Shiva down to Shloshim, from Shloshim to nothing. Can't go from Shiva to nothing. But you do, that's the Takan of Chazal. That's what it says in the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah. Yeah. No, the Ramban is not missing anything, unfortunately. It's in the Masechta Svarah that's missing. That's why I said the Sabareik and Gaonic sources. The two words, Le'acha Shloshim. Ramban, when Ramban repeated over it, when he quoted the Masechta Svarah, and said Hilka. Therefore, he added two words, Le'acha Shloshim. I want to say B'dochak, maybe he's going to say it, that means Le'acha Ve'el Shloshim. Maybe John is going to do something better for me, yes?
You're right against the universe of the fact that you have to have both. If the regular come ready, you should be working even after you lose Chodesh.
Even before Shloshim.
During
Shloshim, because one way our regular come is no longer Shloshim.
So maybe you can say, maybe the regular didn't come yet. Actually, your regular means the regular didn't come yet. When does regular mark off, when it comes or before the regular?
Well, we have to wait till we get to that Lakhmi test to see what the fact is.
Because they had, I think in the rush, in the Korban final thing that said that Achigia was in the rush itself.
And you give it as a doctor. The only reason you get regular is because that's the time when people usually wear clean clothing. Right. And that's what the Ramban says so. And that behind the time of the Vina regular.
So I don't see, so what's the problem with
it? If it's more as Kevin Schiff, but Sarah Gorba without the regal. Regal's not that.
So the problem is, the regal and not come yet. That's
what you're saying. You have regal.
What?
They're going to tell you walk in the shul the first night of Pesach. Then they'll see how you dress. They're going to tell you an Arab Pesach, a week before Pesach. But Shabbos are going to dress fancy. So I mean, I don't know.
Time the regal.
Could be. Oh, so of course, in the good old days, it didn't matter that much as far as his forest was concerned, because everyone was, you had a beard. If you have a beard, look in the Ramah, how long is the Shira Gara? 3 months? 2 months? Do I hear 1 month? That's not as far as you can go. So if you're less than a month, you have a full beard, and you don't shave, and you don't take a haircut, it doesn't mean anything. There's no gara yet. Okay? But for someone who has no beard, the Pesach Shuvah says it's a present valid. Then he says, Shia gara is 1 month. Unbelievable. I don't know where he came from. Rabban told me that people had. Rabban talking about gear, not talking about beards at all. He's talking about in principle, Rabban. I would say, oh, they used to trim the beard, you think? They trimmed the beard, I mean. Could be. Okay, could be. They trimmed their beard. They're not the ones clean shaven. If you're clean shaven, it's 2 days already. 3 days. It's already Yigi Rebo Chavera. So, all right, could be. So I don't know. He quotes a minute because some people don't take a haircut for a year. Lola, that's what it says. If not a Torah, Shehich bin Sarah, or Holech bin Anokri. What in the world does that mean? A year? Reb Kiveh has chat, this minute, he says, no, it doesn't mean for a whole year. It means like this. It means, we usually understand that once the 30 days pass, you still have another state of Avelos HaShigah Bok Aver. Once the Shigah Bok Aver, it's finished. Once they say, hey, get yourself a shave, or take a haircut. Finished. There's no more any Avelos whatsoever for this guy with respect to Sporos. So the Kivegas says, no, doesn't mean that. It means it's called a veneer. The person, let's say for argument's sake, he's pushed over my haircut. He had the beard, he had no beard. So haircut. So we say after 30 days, 60 days, whatever it is after the Avelos, they get a haircut, man. He gets a haircut. So the call, possibly once that happens, then the rest of you can get a haircut whenever you want. But the Key Vegas is telling the second minute that's not true. You have to wait another 60 days. So they say, hey man, get a haircut. Okay, get another haircut. And then six times through the 12-month period, you have to have your shear of get a haircut, man. And then you could get a haircut, but not before. That's why the Key Vegas is a Kiddush. I don't think people are not mocked on this at all. I don't think people look, they don't even know about this. Once they got their first haircut, that's it. Put through a tour. Yes, Menachem?
It's 3 weeks, like 12, it's like 12 months.
Yeah.
So how come you can't shave now what you do for
that? That's what the Rav said. The Rav said, Rav Shechta quoted in his Svar Torah. The Rav passed on Halacha, you're allowed to shave in the 3 weeks. Because, he says, like you based Kodesh, and if you're a clean shaven, you're allowed to shave. He said, that's fear also. Yeah?
What's the Iker Abod on spinach? Meaning that this thing of Iker Abod Chaver is not the Hep Shlosh. And then Tadko and Hachigar Abod. But the Shlosh above the Emo is drawn out as a 3 month Shlosh.
Okay.
So therefore, what difference does it make if the Regio comes in the first 30 days of the Lord Ben Hep Shlosh and one in the second part of the Lord Ben Hep Shlosh? I mean, that's not two separate units, the Shlosh and the three Shlosh and Igor. It's one long, drawn-out Shlosh.
And therefore, you're saying, I'm right.
No, and therefore, since the Old Rishon said that the regal does not go up by Jigur Bo Chavero, it's a reborn split up. We want to say Shlosh does not go up.
Ah, that's part of the Gimme Mashomet.
So that's two separate units. Aha! One drawn-out.
You know what Meir said? Sure. Meir is like this. We have a Yisodian person. The regal does not affect Yigur Bo Chaver. So I said that I was going with brisk. It's very different. It's divided into its component parts. You have Shloshim, and you have Yigur Bo Chaver. So if I ask, regal should not go up Shloshim, and then Yigur Bo Chaver has been reached already. So the mayor says, Pshat, no. That the Shloshim, for Ovid V'Ima, was drawn out as one long scoop of Shloshim, which lasts however many days that is. And we can say that lengthened, extended Shloshim cannot be knocked off by a regal, as we see here in the Pharisee Tosh. Then how it come out, therefore, if someone is a Tol Shloshim.
So once the regal will knock off by Shigur Bo Chaver, so he can't, there's no... Wait a second.
What will happen then if it's Tov Shloshim, and then there's a Rav comes a week later? Rav comes a week after Shloshim. Then what happens? I thought you were going to write it to me first. Let's say the Shloshim is passed, and now a week later comes the Yom. Now what do you say? Does it matter?
No,
that's right. Wouldn't affect the Gara. Let's say the Gara came right away. Again, that doesn't matter. That question was not a good question. The Gara comes right away, so Meir says, look, Tov Shloshim, we know it's us, the Gara doesn't help. Now you say, well, regular comes not Tov Shloshim. No! It's an extended Shloshim. And this extended Shloshim cannot be knocked off by a regular. Wait a minute, so what knocks it off? Gara, but you have Gara. That's not true, but let's say it's not Azeh, the guy's question is shaving. The Gara could be up to 2 days. Wait a minute, now this says it was at work, you said? Yes?
It's an extended Shloshim until the Gara is out of the place.
That's really tricky. That's fancy footwork. It's an extended Shloshim until the Gara after Shloshim. That's why I don't understand. If you're going to say the Gara knocks it off, then knock it off. I don't know why I say Shloshim does not knock it off. Then you say it's two dinim. Gara is in each, within Shloshim is us. Lots of need Gara.
Gara is the Chumrah.
The Chumrah.
That doesn't
mean it's totally separate.
The
Chumrah is considered
one
dish.
Can't be any more
problem
than the Gara that you said.
Ah, okay, I hear. That's the problem with the Gara Shloshim itself is no good, now we know that. But I'm asking why, who needs the Shloshim have a regular? The man is saying, Shah, that's a separate dish, it's very different. So one big din, that the Gara is an extension of Shloshim. It's the Chumrah we meant, the Yisusiyah meant. Not that we can't really cool it, it's only Chumrah. So therefore, if it comes out that if the regal comes in within Shloshim, what do you say? Regal knocks off Shloshim? Yeah! Regal knocks off Shloshim with respect to Shal Krovin. With respect to Ovid V'Imo. So there's a different din of Shloshim, which is called Hashigur Bo Chaver. That we know regal does not knock off. So therefore, you'll have to wait till actually 30 days pass, and then allow the garden. Okay? I mean, that's the standard of the Green Mashal meant, I guess. Okay, but the Esh, I quote home, the door of Gara, is another home, and ain't regular about the lava in Yonah. I don't know, something like that.
I can say, whatever.
It's something to think about.
Yes. So there's one problem. If that's so, then why doesn't Kamer have to mention regular at all?
Doesn't help you at all in the Hanami. So the regal, the Ramban already says.
Why
that thing actually give me a regal? Because that the Ramban explained why. It's not a regal, people will not be gorable as far as new clothes are concerned. That's a hechatimsa. Okay. Good. Okay, could be. Let's go, Mike. Rabosa, we have to start off the Indian now of Simcha. Okay? What does the Gemara say? Yes? Against the Kivegi. The Kivegi says, the Kivegi understands the minute of the Ramah, the second minute. So the Mekomo there in the organ came to stop and I said, Allah, the Lord, 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 that's mutter, that means what? That means the Rabbi Kivegi understands that to mean the constant, not as a shloshim which ends, it's a little bit against Mary's definition. The Mary's deposit is a shloshim, it's extended to Shigabo Chavere. After the first hack of the Menigas, look, it's not as if most people don't have beard. So after shloshim, they shave right away. Shigabo Chavere, for sure. But what about as far as getting a haircut? They usually wait. If they, unless the hair is already over, it depends how long they haven't gotten the haircut before their veil is set in. But if they wait a little longer, that's the minute I think. Huh? No? Do they do? I mean, that's, yeah? Huh? The problem is that they all look at the Vegas minute? Okay. 3 months? But he saw his smachas combined with the kivegas chumra, and he applied it to shaving. He said, yes, you wait 3 times as long as you normally wait to shave, according to that. But he saw his smachas combined with the kivegas chumra, and he applied it to shaving. He said, yes, you wait 3 times as long as you normally wait to shave. According to Rabbi Kivegas, he saw the smachas, this guy is going to walk into his job. I hope, I don't know. So what will be, I don't understand. So what will happen? The guy, let's say, works Monday through Friday. It'll come out that on Friday he won't be able to shave until Monday morning. Is he going to go there? From Friday morning to Monday morning, he can't shave? What? And that's what comes out of it. You put the two and two together. An oval, you don't need base color there. She's clean shaving. She's walking around like for every weekend for 3 days. There's no men in Oakland. So he's staying home in the Yiddish or Medina, though.
By Monday
So what would you get to shave on the Friday afternoon? Shvach Hetzer. So Kuvus Tumah B'Kivay Gus Minin. I don't know if that's really the Ikar Adin. Is the Ikar Adin? I don't know, because he quotes various sheetahs. Shai is saying, if you follow B'Kivay Eger, if B'Kivay Eger is the Ikar Adin, if that's the real din. But it should come out that it's Oval shouldn't talk to you based Kodesh, shouldn't shave on Friday afternoons. There's no bad enough for it. And there's no Yigibuch there at that point. Wow. I don't know. Maybe this is only a minute, so we only make a minute. It should be up. Lemaisa, it'll be a bizarre for the Shabbos. The Chora, because come out the whole week long. These shares every day. Punkt. And the punkt Shabbos, it looks like it doesn't look good. So maybe this is only a minute. Rabbi Kivay himself is only a minute. He says Miki right there, and he says the Medina Hashem from Shir Gara once Mutal Galecha Kach Kol Pam to Darko. Ben Tzol Hashem to Kol Pam Shir Gara. A minute left here. As I said, the Yikud is like Meir said Shabbos. And it's a minig lahachmir. So maybe you shouldn't say if it's going to be holy the night of the Shabbos, it's a little bit budna. Yes? Sphere, what sphere? Ah, well, you skip a day. First day sphere is Yantar, so you're right.
Second.
Yeah?
Oh.
Yeah. There's a Kala Mason also, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that later. I'll put it in here because it relates here, but it relates to really, I think, we put it in the room. We come to it, yeah. Yeah. So, what? The Paul's can generally assume they don't have to have Gara Mamash. That someone should say, hey, take a haircut. Well, there's a minute that way. They go over to another, they have to slow, they say, get a haircut. Go take a shave. I don't think it depends upon the guy you're saying to him. Does that spell that anywhere in the Ma'amar Kama? Somewhere, anywhere? Where does it say? Shach, where does it say? Somebody said it, no? Who said it? Somebody said. Brigger Yosef said. Where's Brigger Yosef? Right. Hamadakim, Dakim, Doro, Mutar, Doro, also you may call it Shakdivri Havai. Dotto Hagari, Amateras, also, Ashiru, Shematiru. Yeah. But it wasn't in my account. Sorry about that. It was. Oh, yeah, it was a BK also show. Yeah. Why I put it in my account? Yes, Danny. Who? But after 30 days, he looks terrific. The beard looks great on him. Let's say it's trimmed even. Let's say it. Some people have a beard that grows just as a. Not with any. I would say as follows, that if he is the kind of a guy who's been all his life clean shaven, and he's always been clean shaven, and never he's in Avelis, he grows a beard. The beard happens to look good for whatever reason. It looks good maybe to you, but to him or to people who are not used to seeing him with a beard, it looks terrible. And he wants, you know. And I would say that's considered Shir Gara, even though maybe the people around him wouldn't say, What?
Maybe you should require actual gara.
Yeah. Not going to require actual gara. Why do you say that? Guys grow beards. There's some people who walk around and you see them, the Lubavitchers, they have beards, they never trimmed in their whole life. It looks terrific. I guess beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Okay, so I'm not sure.
In a red case, let's say you went to an affirmative or something where you would just like, I have to get a haircut every week or something. This is fine. I don't have it. You can see. So anyway, this is fine. But the people in where you work tell that it's got to work for you.
If there is gara, undeserved gara, in other words. I don't know. Not sure. Let me go to some simple things. Okay. So what does it say over here? Mara says, I'll call a mason kulam, nichus chavez and vez, nichus chavez, simcha le'acha lamad yom. Alava vialima le'acha yud vez chodesh. Omer abba b'achana le'simchas mereyes. It meant to mean, well, simcha mereyes, mutal ikonis li'alka. Obviously, it's also lokasha, hob ari susa, hob a paranus. That's the whole sugya. This is it. You like it. The Talmud says there, quotes, a mesecha smach, maya suda shal mitzvah mutter. Now, if you look at the Masechta Smachos, it doesn't say that. La'adam. Doesn't say that now in our Masechta Smachos. What does it say? Elim kein hoysel l'shem shemayim. Now you'll say, it's a chayinu ach, I mean, it's a suda mitzvah, it's l'shem shemayim. It's exactly one and the same. Well, what kind of suit are we talking about? The Ramban sticks in page Kuf Tzadi Zayin. It could have been the Yerushalmi also, which the Rosh calls the Siman Mem Beis. In Hoysa Chavuras Mitzvah O Kiddush HaKodesh Mutter. If you take all the primary sources and put them together, like Ora, you're talking about a number of different Atayrim. One is Sudas Kiddush HaKodesh. And one is Suras Mitzvah. And one is L'shem Shemayim. Now, how do you understand Kiddush HaKodesh is apart from Suras Chavuras Mitzvah? To tell you the truth, I thought it meant because it's a small meal, so I thought. Because the Gemara and Sanhedrin gives you the menu. No? Yeah, it was a nothing. A peanut butter sandwich. You know? Pass the kid. No, it was a nothing. That's what I thought. We'll see later. That's not what the post can say. So let's just, for the moment, say what I thought. And Chaburah's Mitzvah, what's that? The Rosh Post and the Ravid, eating Korban Pesach, Kochim Kalim, Ma'aseh Sheni. Wow. That means that the food is intrinsically Kaddish. I think you're serving hot dogs at a Siva Sefer. You're serving Ma'aseh Sheni at Kochim Kalim or Korban Pesach. We don't have that nowadays. That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi, Tzorach Ba'atzmo. That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi there. What does it mean, L'shem Shemayim? It's a different verb. The Ravid says Pshat. That it's talking about a someone who's going to run the whole Simchat Torah. It's talking about a man who's involved in marrying off a Yosoma. And it was very difficult in those days. It was when marriage was a business. And before you've seen enough of the Yiddish folklore to know about this. To marry off a girl without no money, no dowry, no family. It was very difficult. Very schwer. So you had very often people who were who were big tzaddikim. They would mamish go out of the way and take over Yisoma, no parents and no money, and they would marry her off. Yeah, I want you to know, if you think this is something from the past, you can do it today too. You can do it today too. In Eretz Yisrael, mamish is so many situations like that. Either Yisoma, mamish, Yisoma, v'chaya av. Father, the mother, they can't take care. Even here in America, I had a mamish. Okay, in my community, there was a young lady whose parents worked from it all, and her mother was dying of cancer, I believe. And here she was, she wanted to get married. She had nowhere to stay. It was an unbelievable story. So a family of my neighbor took her in, and when she went out, she went out with a bar fellow from Lakewood. And she went out from their house, and they got engaged, and this family made the wedding. They were the mechutan. They paid for the whole wedding, everything, everything. Unbelievable, mamish, this is. And if they wouldn't have been there, I mean, you can see the whole thing wouldn't have gone off the ground. I mean, I had a little bit of a time. What do you mean? What do you mean if you're not there? This fellow went ahead, he did the whole thing. Coach Baruch Hu paid him back. He already had three of his kids married off to Baruch Hashem in the last few years. If the person does mitzvah to Coach Baruch Hu, the way of paying him back. But it was an amazing act of chesed. He paid the whole wedding. I mean, thousands of dollars. I'm talking about, give some $18 and a double. I mean, it's just talking about $1,000 plus all the anguish. That's even make a wedding. It's not just that's if you're doing it for your own kids. All right, it's the tiger of the butter, the anguish of the leg of Ksuba, the rubber by Tigra, but for someone else's kid. Not a tremendous mitzvah. That's the vote. There, a person should go that even if he's an availus, because otherwise he's bakal ha'maisa, the whole thing's counting on this gvir who's being masi to yourself. I saw it in my own two eyes. I saw it in such a. And as you can imagine, in Europe, when it was really rough, this is a much more common occurrence, and you needed the person much more. So that's exactly what the rabbis have shot in this Masechus Machos. I wanted to point out to you that the Rosh Kotzer from the rabbis, who had a girsa within the Masechus Machos, but it's also the Godel Beis HaSimcha, Ad Koyud Beis Chodesh, Ad Sheyidu Rebo Chaver, unbelievable. The Mechaber left it out. The Mechaber left it out. Left it out. Amazing, amazing svar over here. But it makes so much sense. Because we find that any single, I mean, like Meir said before, we keep finding that for other email, the Lama Yom goes for Yud Beis Chodesh, with the dispensation we keep finding of what? Of Yigur Bochaver. We found it by Gir. And we find it also, that's why I was asking a look at who was it? Shimon? And Shimon Shin Pei, Siv Kafei. It's the way it was, left field. Ma'amakamis from left field. That's the var. There's an additional issue. We know about four issues. It's really the fifth issue, which we don't talk about too much. Of what? You go on a trip. I mean a trip. A business trip. I mean a business trip. Well, the old days, it's going to Shayara. You go and stop at a whole group of businessmen. They'd go and they'd live it up. Somebody can imagine what went on there. All the men left their families behind. The bar, and the zach, and this, and that. Imagine other things which are also even for non-avail. But for the Yiddish guy, going on this businessman trip was a leverdick and tumuldick. So that's an interview of Simcha, you're not supposed to go on. Ad Sheyigur Bochavero. Yeah. The Yigur Bochavero. What do Yigur Bochavero? What do the words mean? What do the words Yigur Bochavero? So look at the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Liyongu Lady Mother. Kamada. What do you mean Kamada? We just got to say that's not a function of the actual God in the yell, hey, you come with us. But it's a function of what? That the situation ordinarily would require that he should come with them. And ordinarily, the ordinary condition would go, hey, come on, slowly. Come on, we're going on a trip, come on. Come along. That's up to Heth of Yigur Bochaver. And what is that Heth? The Ramban said that, what's the answer in the first place of what they call Shayara or Sora? Mishum Simcha. The Farish. The Chorach, that's unbelievable. And the Mesechus Moss calls it over here directly. Also Yigur Bochaver. The Mechaba left it out for some unknown reason. The Chorach is an unbelievable Tzad Lahakil over here. So whenever there's a Chasana or a Simcha, which is in the Bechina of Yigur Bochaver, which means, that if it would lulei the avelus, if there'd be no avelus, and he wouldn't show up and say, are you crazy? You're not going to your cousin's wedding? Well, you're a shugana. I mean, that's a mizikah b'chaverev. So Chorosh come out an interesting hetzer. Mizikah b'chaverev, if you don't come, then ordinarily you'd be considered, not acting properly. There should be mutter even talking based Chodesh. I once had a shalah, some of you may remember the shalah. Ski trip. There was someone from my yeshiva was in Avelis, and the fellow's going on a ski trip. And he was within Yud Beis Chodesh. But now was a chevra fellow, and this guy was one of the fellows, 10 guys. And they were all going on a ski. Now I happen to be against ski trips to Chlal, I didn't make an introduction. Don't make any conclusions. It was dangerous. But anyway, okay. So we're all going on a ski trip, and this fellow basically wanted to go because he really should be going. I mean, ordinarily, not for that terrible tragedy, he would have been going, for sure. He came to a shiloh, but you're not supposed to go on a treasure. This is exactly it. Business trips today, mostly for, it's not exciting anymore. You go, people usually go themselves. They never all by themselves in a motel somewhere. All by themselves, it's terrible. They don't have, but a ski trip, oh, it's exactly the equivalent of what they come on a business trip. They go and they go to a motel and there's a tumult. So the Chorosh should be awesome. But I thought maybe it's mutter on the ground of Yigru Bochaver. That's mamish. As the Mechaber says, ordinarily they would say, come on along, come on. He would have been probably gone. Of course, it's a good head. Yes, Alan. Which is worse? Pleasure trip is the worst. All right, I don't know why the worst. The whole reason why the business trip is us is the pleasure trip. Yes, Ari. Doesn't matter. That's the point. You can play it as a mean if he's in Yud Beis Chodesh. I mean, Yud Beis Chodesh, you say, well, I don't want to bother him because, he's an avelus. But the mean, Yud Beis Chodesh means, look, the guy's growing a beard. If he was an avelus, it's not going to bother him. He's going to always without that. Mashup shot, yeah? But the Mechaber mentioned it even by what? By a schorah. And the Ramban spells out why a schorah also mishum what? Mishum simcha. So, I'm just putting two and two together. You put two and two together, it should come out. Yigur b'chaver, which is mishmata by simcha. So I saw that the Evan Yaakov, Simen Nunvo, that's printed in the back of the Tzitz Eliezer Chelik Balavay, says that they're possible to say so. Quotes to Yosef Das, Yosef Shol. He was Mekel, and the Kolbo, in Perek Hay, Simon Aleph, footnote 24, says the same thing. Discovered in Masechus Malchus that it's Yigru B'chaver Zehetzer. The Pell of the Mechaber left it out. Yes, Jonah?
You just said the Dober was Yigru.
That's the problem. But the whole, yeah, so Easter is Yishim Simcha, so I don't see why.
Could be.
Could be. Yeah, yes. No, not true. It's not found in Farish. It's found in the Masechta Smachos. But the Shulchan Aruch is not found. They left it out. Oh, so that could be asked to Jonas Kash. A ski trip or a business trip, which is not really a mitzvah, so then there were matra because it's called a simcha. So it's a simcha shal mitzvah, the matra is called simcha mamash. Oh, so all the kash there are up. Yeah?
I
to mean that stam.
Okay, it's so good. So that's all those guys say. So what you say depends on gar or mamash, or they would say that?
No, I mean, people might be playing. All right. Inside is burning up. It is burning up. You know, this guy is trying to keep up. They want to still be.
Okay, good. So the same thing over here. This guy that fell should go on a ski trip. Everyone else go on a ski trip, and he should be on a ski trip.
Even though
they guys. Yeah, that's enough. Time to go on a ski trip. Slow shim is over. Time to go on a ski trip. Look, I don't like ski trips. I told you again, but I'm just saying. That's they will go on a ski trip. So, it's not the hook. Hold on. Now, what is Simchas Mereis? Rabban says it means Ochel Meshol Sum Smeichel. Except it's not so much Simchas by a Chazana. Okay, Ochel Meshol Sum Smeichel. Now that's a little tricky. So, I mean, are these all three prerequisites for to be called Simchas Mereis? What does Sholsim mean? Anyway, what are they drinking? No, I'm serious. How do you understand Ochel Meshol Sum Smeichel? Also, the Yayin Dafka? What if their menu consists of egg salad and orange juice? We got included. I'm being very, very serious. Halacha l'mayis, is that called Simchas Mereis or not? What do you say about that? I want maybe saw some muck or somewhere.
Elaborate affair.
What does it say? That? I looked around. I couldn't find anything super fairish about this matter. What? Oh, the Ramban said, it's called Simchas Mereis, that the word Simchas in there. So what does it mean, Ochel Meshol Sum Smeichel? Maybe you saw up to the source about it here? Yeah, what do you say now?
Okay, I don't
know.
I think Mashiach is a function of
the
cause of the Simcha.
Those
when you have a party, you can't have a party without eating.
Yeah, that's true. That's the Gemara. We'll get to that later. Off of the Gemara, Mike, cut. The key, you got it fasted. Wasn't this what you eat?
Right.
Well, I'll tell you the reason I'm asking this question. It's a tremendous halacha on the Ma'aseh Shailah. Tremendous. I mean, it's such a critical Shailah halacha. Someone is a Chalil and Avelis. Yud Beis Kodesh. The Shailah is, what does that mean? Are you in total social isolation for a year? This kind of Puranusa doesn't mean I have a Mamish day. You have it sometimes, where they know the group of 10 friends, and they meet 10 months a year, and every month, someone else invites all 10. That exists. It exists in families. That's what it primarily exists. You know, they have five siblings, and then my mother's family used to be that way. So it's a Savoah from the Zayn. That gets to have a lot of Malka, and every single time they have a Malka once in the winter months, they had to go to everybody's house, take turns. So that's kind of a shot of Paranusa there. It's not common nowadays. So I mean, let's say there's a couple, and the husband, let's say, is a Kachmonos and Avelis. That means what? That for a whole year they can't invite everybody to the house? But they can't accept an invitation to anybody in the house. Is that what it means? What do you say? It sounds like. That's why I asked the question. Ochlin v'shosim v'sveichim. What if you're going to come and say it's Motzei Shabbos? You know it is in the winter times, the Motzei Shabbos, the long night. And you want to invite a couple over. It'll serve them bagels with egg salad with orange juice. Is that a Simchas Mereis or not? What do you say? Yeah?
I would say no, because
the thing is that if indeed it is open to shows, that means the layers is temporary, coming out of Hashivas, and getting Hashivas to the layers. So you don't have the wine thing of the layers Hashivas, and you lose the temporary.
According
to what Stephen said, you can invite
20 people as long as you don't serve wine. Is wine the critical thing? Yes, ma'am. I thought it was not the same as the first one. That it's an old question about the symptom. But
we have a small get together from Lav Nachman, five people, and all those people there. A reunion or something like that, even if they just serve 10 people. But you still have a reunion, so the mayor said it's really a function of simcha. The Rabban says, Ochel Meshol Sim is an introduction to smechem. Then simcha below Achilu Shtiyah. But the menu is not what counts. It's really the gathering, the people who are there, and the nature of the occasion that counts. The mayor is saying, if you're serving, if there's one couple comes over to visit, the total of four people there, you talk, you know, as I play, you can serve the meat and wine, it wouldn't make a difference. It still wouldn't be a simple parade. On the contrary, if you're inviting a class reunion, 40 guys, you know, a whole tumult, you can send a potato chips and soda, it would still be us. The mayor says. Could be, you're right. I mean, possibly. I doubt that. It's a chilush, yeah. What? We'll come to the ball game later. We're talking about Simchas Mareis in its literal sense. So who saw in Poskim to talk about this? I looked high and low, I couldn't find too much. No one saw. And the last is what?
Large house parties are being sold for the non-Israeli based order, even though no family will serve. There's no scripture against get together to write a few terms
of the old. Oh, pass like may have fish.
What's large
and what's small? So that's already a Shiloh. Okay. All right, so look, you have to put your line somewhere. But a couple to invite one couple, I mean, you can't get smaller than that, no? So that's just little. I mean, what, two couples? All right, that's also pretty small. I mean, I don't know where to draw the line. What's it going to be making if you invite one couple? It's already a tzala purza. It shouldn't be a total social isolation. So if the couple wants to have a social life, they can invite one weekend, invite one couple. Next week, invite another couple. So if Momo Lavamalka that year, they never before. Because the other year, they had one Lavamalka and invite all their 20 friends. Now, they invite every week, invite one friend. So, No. On the contrary, it's not even tell Shiva. Plus of the act. I recall, I just can't find it right now, there's a Taz somewhere who was known to Lahakmer about his invitations back and forth. I don't know where it is right now. But the Sahib from Berlin, anyone else say anything? Not clear. Okay, so I'll give an assignment to the Tzibur to find out more information about it. It's very much a local Mice Shaila. I didn't see it with Farish. They don't talk with Farish or anything. They talk, everyone talks a little bit. But they don't spell it out. Okay. Okay. Not kind of a big shower. May and Oval go to a chasana. So about or not. You see, he won't go to the meal, he'll go to the chuppah. The famous common shower. The person available for the very invitation to a wedding. Can he attend the chuppah or not? So the Rosh and the Ramban quote a bit machlokes. May the Ovel go to the base of chuppah to hear the brachas, or to go in without eating. The Ramban asks going in without eating, and the Rosh has to be like Ashkenaz, and the Pashat shot the Gemara that way, because Gemara's lashon is nichnas the base of simcha. The knis itself seems to be usher, during the period of Avetz. However, if you look in the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Shivas Maimonides, which is similar to the test in the back of the Hilchos Avelis. It's mutter to go in to the place of the Birchas Eiros of the Nisuin. Why? She'ein sham shum simcha, lo rikod lo tipuach l'schov. What does that mean? It means it's not called Beis HaSimcha. You're going into the place where they have the Birchas Eiros of the Nisuin. It's not a Beis HaSimcha. Not a Beis HaSimcha at all. Because he agreed with the Machmirim that it's also to go into a Beis HaSimcha even if you're not eating. But it's not a Beis HaSimcha. Why? Because Ein Sham Shum Simcha, quote, Lo Rikud Velo Tipuach Hasko. Not a place where they dance and they clap. That's not the place with wedding. But where the Rikud, that takes place, generally speaking, by the meal. for the meal, they bring out the, you know, they dance, the nigunim, etc., etc. That's the best of simcha. But to go to the solemn rite of matrimony, that's nishkan beis ha-simcha. That's just a ceremony of a religious ceremony, and it's not so much simcha. So Rabbi Kerner asked, hey, but as man hazeh, it's not true anymore. As man hazeh, after the chuppah, they break the glass, and they yell out mazel tov. It's crazy, huh? So they break the glasses of Zichu Yerushalayim, they all yell out mazel tov, and the band strikes up, and they dance with the chosn and kala to escort them from the mokom ha-chuppah to the mokom ha-yichud. So the fire, the whole head falls by the wayside. Maybe not, I thought. Because true that that takes place after the chuppah is over, but that's sort of like a... That's not the mokom ha-miyuchud for them. That room is miyuchud for the chuppah. For the ceremony, basically. The ceremony will take place, as the maitre d' says, please go upstairs, the ceremony will take place, etc., etc. After the ceremony is a dance, so the chuppah will leave before the dance. They'll leave there and they break the glass, they'll walk right away. There's going to be a dance later to the glory Muslim Afreya. It was in a base of Simcha. So I thought that that's a really base. I mean, that's a sort of a secondary activity which takes place just in order to get the Chosn Kala from the what? From the Chuppah to the Yuhu, walk down like this. You know, I mean, it's more like about Levaya Chalilat from the Chuppah to the Beit to the Yichud. You got to make a Levitic. But that's not the Ikar Mokom HaVirita. But is the violin that plays when they march down. So I mean, that's not, it says Mizmut, the Kishim expression, Mizmut Dei Chosn V'Kala. That means the Levitic of music, no? That's Mizmut Dei Chosn V'Kala. And they play a Chveis, Leif Tahor, Groli Elokim. On the way they march down, that's Mizmut Dei Chosn V'Kala. That's just a Dveikis nigga. Dveikis nigga. On the record called Vegas, no? Has to be Vegas Nigel. So the Vegas Nigel, I thought that's not enough, it's not included in the Chalala, what they call as Buddha Chosn V'Kala, they're asking for Avel. So I thought that this is a good head to even Bizman Hazeh. I mean, if you hold that to Shita, with the Chuvah Smaimini, I thought it should apply even Bizman Hazeh. But the part of the other should pack a walkout right after before they break the glass. Once they break the glass, it's hard to get out before the band strikes up. So as soon as they give the bracha chuitza while they're drinking the wine, that was scoot out. Why can't you do that? What? Once they drink, everyone says the guys start jumping, running up to be there as soon as they can. You ever notice? As soon as they, everyone starts running up, so everyone's running up, so you would scamper out. Against traffic. Yes? That's a bluff. If somebody, people think, I answered no. I responded, I'm not coming. So the man, I'm not coming. So I come to the smorgasbord, live it up, and they drink, and they're just dancing there and singing there. But I'm not staying for the meal, I'm going to the ceremony. That's an American mentality. That's ridiculous. The guy who wants to come to the chuppah, should come to the chuppah. He comes, it's going to be a chosn said by Torah, it's going to be, depends on how the chosn tish works. Some of the chosn tish works, you know, depends on how. Yeah, sometimes I've been to, you know, the shing is just to pass the time. It's not too levity there. But to go to the shmorgas about a kala where the real music and the real food is, that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't do that. It depends on its nature of things. Sometimes it's very levity, and you're all singing. Sometimes it's all about the puzzle. You know, it's levity and they're dancing there in mamish. It's like a little chasana. That would be awesome. Very often I've been there, they sort of sit there, pass the time, waiting for the suba to be filled out. Some of the environment doesn't have an abandon, you know, don't bring any That's a lot of possible head, even as my Nazeh might apply. Yes, sir.
So the moment is that if you watch the TV, someone says, by the way, there's a commercial,
but then that's incidental, yeah, so I think the same book. Any commercial that's motor all year long is
No, I think it's not. I don't think the comparison is good. But there, once the star, the whole thing, I would say it's better to walk out before. You want to say hello to the custom council, you wait outside. After the yichud is over, whatever, you can picture it, you can wish them a lot of them. I'm also have to stop here, for dinner tomorrow, we'll discuss by Rizas, the end of the day with the Sanya Allah.
On page Kuf Tarichas.
He brings a riot from a, from the din of Yonkers. Just like there's no dog mail to Yonkers, because it's a Yom Simcha, so too, there's no avela to be Mokum Simcha. That's what I'm back. So therefore, it doesn't matter, you're eating and not eating. You're in a Mokum Simcha, it's not considered a fulfillment of avelas. And therefore, you have no right going to the Mokum Simcha in the first place. That's what I'm about to say. Of course, that's not a right brewer. You can make a distinction and say, look, since the Gemara says earlier, the Gemara takes these makils and quotes, the Gemara back in Moritz Cotton that test. So the Gemara has a lotion. The Gemara says that there's no simcha without achilo shtiya. So therefore, a person who goes to a ain't simcha lo achilo shtiya. The Gemara that test coming out. So a person goes into a chasana and doesn't eat. So you can't consider it as if he's having simcha, he's not eating. When it comes to yantar, we're going to say, yantar, everyone eats a yantar, so we're going to say, there's no compromise. So of course, yantar is a bitul, is a steer to avelus. But going to a chasana, which is the mokum simcha, if you're not eating and drinking, this could be mutter according to the other rishon. Then he brings another rite, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Kaf Hei. The Gemara in Sukkah discusses the fact that the chasin, and with all the shvimim, with all entourage, they're potter from sukkah because of also good mitzvah, potter from mitzvah, etc. Famous sukkah in the sefer sukkah. Let him eat in the sukkah and have a good time in the sukkah. Shadow grovels with dancing, with singing, all in the sukkah. So the Ramban says, what are you looking at? He's giving the Gemara. Velechlu besukkah, velechlu besukkah. Let them eat to be happy. So what do you see? Says the Ramban. And the two sentences. There's eating, and it's also simcha. You see that simcha is not just a matter of eating, but there's an additional, separate phenomenon called simcha. That's his raya. Shver raya. He's trying to prove his whole point that a chayavah can't walk into a base of simcha. Can't walk in, he doesn't eat. So that's no raya. Yeah, of course. He's bringing a raya, there exists the concept of simcha above and beyond achil and shtiyah. Yeah, but maybe it's only someone who's eating and drinking. If you're eating and drinking, then it's plus, yeah, you're dancing, then it's v'lechul of the sukkah, v'lechul of the sukkah. But someone who is not eating and drinking at all, maybe there's no such thing for him as simcha. There's no raya for Nakamara and sukkah that there can exist simcha v'li achil and shtiyah. Sure, there's not much of two separate things. V'lechul of the sukkah, v'lechul of the sukkah. That means that the lechlu the sukkah, and as a result of an additional dimension above and beyond lechlu is lechlu. But without the lechlu, maybe there cannot be any lechlu. On the contrary, I thought the raya for kesh the Gemara sukkah. Because the Gemara says, look, let the chosin in eating the sukkah and have his simcha somewhere else. So what does the Gemara say? Give him a step in the sukkah. No, can't be. Ain simcha ala b'mokum sukkah. That's the Gemara says. Ain simcha b'makom suda. If they can't have the music and the dancing in the sukkah, so you're probably considering eating in the sukkah b'chlal. So I thought that's not, on the contrary. And there you see that the two dinim is eating and an additional din of simcha. Right? And you get the impression that the two, you cannot have simcha without first having achila. I don't know. Could be that the Ramban would at least agree with the Shuvas Maimus we mentioned yesterday, that you're permitted to walk into the shul, say like they have nowadays, or they had those days, the ceremony took place in the shul, and the meal took place in a hotel, in a catering room. Could be that Ramban would agree that it's Muslim?
All the Ramban, if you look carefully, if you look in the Lashon of the Ramban, the Feirish, what does he ask for the Feirish? He answers the idea of coming into the Beit HaMikdash, walking into the catering hall where everyone's eating and they're drinking and they're dancing, and he'll sit there without eating and drinking. That's the Ramban asks for the Feirish. But he doesn't ask for the Feirish to go to hear the Brichas Nisuin. I don't think he's asked the Beferish, the Brichas Erisin. This is against the Tur, because the Tur bunched together. She does a Rosh, but the Rosh is Beferish. Shouldn't even go to hear the Brachas. Minig Ashkan, I shouldn't hear the Brachas. And he mixed it, he puts that together with the Ramban. The way I'm reading the Ramban, he didn't ask for that Beferish. He only asked it going into the base of Simcha, and all the riots he brings from Sukkah. What is he from Sukkah? He's even Sukkah, he doesn't need a base of Simcha, and it's with Achila, with Shtir, with Simcha in one place. That's what he's even the Gemara in Sukkah. But if you go to a different place where there's only a ceremony, then maybe the Rabbi will hold it smutter. That's the mashmos, actually, of the Dark Emoshe. Of the Tour here? The Dark Emoshe, it was a mistake in the Ma'amakoma, so I apologize for it. I wrote down Tzitzotin Aleph. Those who know me better know that it couldn't have been Tzitzotin Aleph. Tzitzotin Aleph is only just a few words. And I was writing them out of the comments. I missed little bays in there. Dr. Moshe, Tzitzotin Bay, got the Dr. Moshe. Oh. I hope most of you caught what I meant. I hope. Not hung out. In Tzitzotin Bay, he says that the Beis Yosef Vom Tzmur Ma'o the Ma'a Shekhasa the Svaras HaGos Ma'amis, his Chuvas Ma'amis he has Svaras Shekhasa Vatur Yesh Noeg and Lahokel, etc. Zeyno Klaus Baloney, not true at all HaGos Ma'amis Elo Hitir Elo Lich Vat Bikonez the Birchas Eris and Vinisu and Bemokam the Lekas and Chaklaus Kamashikafa, etc. Two separate sheetas. The fire. Yeah. So that's a very important distinction. Incidentally, I should mention to you, the story that we mentioned, the writer of the Shem Shemayim, that if the guy with beer won't go, he's battle for a maisa. Notice when the Torah quotes it, he says, "Im lo yochal shom is battle a maisa." The Rosh and the Lohikonis Shem. I don't know if you notice the little nuance. It's quoted differently. Because the Rosh, when she talks, they're not even allowed to walk in. Even to walk in, you have to say, if he wouldn't walk in, he's about to follow Maisa. But the tourist is apparently going with the Shita. That is, you're allowed to walk in the Lavachi. So the Hetzer of the Mesechus Smokas is that you're not even eat there. That's a little bit more difficult to understand. Well, if you're not going to be there, he's about to follow Maisa. Okay. But if you're not going to eat there, he's about to follow Maisa. They won't trust the Kashis. Unless you eat, then they'll see it's kosher. That's a little bit hard for you to understand. You have to eat the sock. The only thing that we have to be questioned, as we mentioned yesterday, is that it's not quite the same. But here, they had it in the street. All they had was a ceremony. It was a makom nifrad. It was the chatzar beis hakneses. And the meal was somewhere else, took place a few blocks away. But in our situations, today, with manazeh, it's basically in the same building, there's a different room or a different floor or a different location, etc. Or outside, let's say. And there's even a little bit of dancing afterwards. For those two reasons, a little bit more chomer. But I think it still should be mutter. As long as in that place, that makom is not a makom which is the yukah for simcha, but the makom for the ceremony, then I think that there's a much more, one can be makel and say this is more or less an extension of the heter of the ramah based on the tshuvas maimonides. And this heter can exist even according to the Ramban claim. who asks walking into the base of Simcha itself. Yes, sir.